I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Donda West will be buried in Oklahoma City today. The mother of rapper Kanye West died earlier this month, a day after having cosmetic surgery. Coroners are still looking for the cause of her death. Besides being Kanye's mom, Donda West was also a professor and administrator at Chicago State University. Just 2 days before her death, Professor West did one of her last interviews. She spoke with freelance journalist and college student Solio. His story will appear in the January issue of Sister to Sister magazine. Solio joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So you're a senior at Brown University.
Yes.
Snagging this interview must have been a huge deal. Why did you want to speak with Donda West?
It was a very huge deal. Before I go forward, I just want to offer my condolences to Kanye West and the West family and all those affected. And to answer your question, I wanted the interview because I knew that she was very involved with the Kanye West Foundation. She reveals in the interview that this was, you know, one of her deepest passions. And I wanted to talk to her about her work with the foundation and the sort of issues that she was aiming to address with it. And the interview request was put in 6 months prior to November 8th. So this was, you know, a long time, you know, coming, you know, waiting for the interview. And I'm happy that I did get to speak to her, though.
And that foundation deals with the issue of education and dropout prevention, sometimes using music to try to encourage kids to stay engaged.
Definitely. Their first initiative and program was Loop Dreams, which Kanye and his mom, Dr. West, were going. That was to be the first initiative. And that was basically to educate children about the music business behind the scenes, about music production, to really inspire them to get motivated and to address issues within education as well.
So you conducted the interview over the telephone. What could you tell about her personality? How did she strike you as you did the interview?
Wow, it was an amazing conversation. It was over half an hour long, and she just seemed to have such a warm and caring spirit. She was graceful, she was kind, she was wise, she was highly intelligent, and she was focused and deeply passionate. So she just struck me as, you know, just a great, awesome mother figure. And, you know, she even reminded me of my own mother who passed away this year in February. So it was sort of like I was speaking to my mom in a sense because they just had a similar loving spirit.
I'm very sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you.
Having gone through what you just went through, Kanye West apparently broke down during a recent concert in Europe. Can you empathize with what he's going through right now?
Oh, my God. I can empathize 100%, even more. You know, I can totally empathize with what he's going through. At the same time, no one knows what he's going through because when you're living in the moment of mourning and of pain, it's really personal and really deep. And so I think all we can do is just offer our support and our love to him. And but I certainly know there's confusion, there's pain. For me, it was just, you know, in some ways it almost hasn't hit me completely. So there's a long process to go through when you're mourning.
Now, Donda West also wrote a book about raising her famous son, and you talked to her about the challenges of raising kids today. She mentioned teen pregnancy, materialism, the internet. Here's an audio clip from that interview. Let's take a listen.
So when you look at all of the obstacles that there are in raising kids, you can sort of see why it's really, really important to try to keep them on the straight and narrow, but at the same time be flexible enough so they can grow and be creative and come into their own.
What kind of an impression did you get of how she brought that spirit to raising her son, who is, of course, at this point not only incredibly creative, but incredibly wealthy at being creative?
Of course, and, you know, she addresses those points. She really, I think with Kanye, she really did want to just inspire him and keep him motivated. And she really goes into a lot more detail about that in the interview in the January 2008 issue of Sister to Sister. She asked her what were some of her proudest and most disappointing moments with Kanye, what things does she wish that she could have done differently in raising him. And so she really addresses all of that. But she, like that quote, like the audio that you just played, she really did want to, you know, let him be free. Let him speak his mind. Let him be a creative and thriving human being.
Now, this whole question of the death and whether it's related to the plastic surgery has brought Donda West's name to the lips of many people who may not even know that much about her famous son. What do you think of her work in education, which is something that many people, especially in the African American community, knew about?
I think her work in education is profound. She was in working in education for about 31 years, chairwoman of the English department. And she, I think, with the I think the great thing, if anything, that comes out of this is that people will now know about Dr. West, the humanitarian, the activist, the leader. I think that in her passing, we lost a leader, and we don't have many leaders nowadays, whether that be in the black community or, whether that be just in mainstream society. We question our government, and so she was someone who led with her heart and with her mind and with wisdom, and we don't have a lot of that. So we definitely lost a leader and someone who cared about education and really instilling true values within our children and within our own hearts.
Were you able to get any sense of whether Kanye West himself approves of you talking about this interview, talking about his mother?
Well, actually, yeah, we have, before I went ahead to shop the article to Sister to Sister, I contacted the West family and camp and let them, I told them of my intentions that I had the interview and that I, wanted to, publish it because I thought that it would truly honor her legacy. And so we were back and forth in communication with them, keeping them updated on which magazines were interested, which and on our final decision to go with Sister to Sister. So they were definitely aware of it, and they gave us our blessing.
Well, Solio, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Solio is a freelance journalist and senior at Brown University. His interview with the late Donda West will appear in the January issue of Sister to Sister magazine.